right, guys, and the loved ones of guys. My friends, the Sinclairs. Dave Sinclair Ford at 7466 South Lindbergh Boulevard from 4 to 6:30 p.m. on the 14th, which is coming up a couple days. It's today, right? Today. And on the 21st. As well, we have prostate cancer screenings that are totally and completely free. Sponsored by the Dave Sinclair guys, Sonic, and a great operation known as Urology of St. Louis. And I'm really proud to have Dr. David Bryan on the show with me right now. Dr. Bryan, I have to tell you first off the bat, first of all, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Go ahead.
Yeah. I will tell you, you know you guys saved my life, right? You know that, right? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well,
no, I did not know that.
You did, because I had a minor surgery a while back, and it got infected. I wasn't taking care of it. I decided I was going to still run 7 miles a day, you know, and when I shouldn't have. And so I was out of town. Started getting like this gigantic fever, came back into town, still had the fever, but it broke in the evening time, so I still did the show in the morning. And then by the time Tuesday afternoon rolled around, it was like 103 or something like that. And I called Dr. Williams and Dr. Spellman. And as you, those two, by the way, are my neighbors. So,
okay.
Yeah. And Dr. Williams said, you need to get immediately to the hospital. And had I not called her, I would have probably gone septic and it would have been a bad thing. So she got me into the hospital, got me on the antibiotics. And then the following morning, Dr. Spellman did the surgery and I was fine. So I really appreciate all that you guys do on all levels, and my two lovely neighbors helping me out like that too. Just so happens they're my neighbors.
Got you straightened out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so you guys are trying to straighten people out as related to prostate cancer, because it is really one of those diseases that absolutely needs to be detected early. And this is what you guys are doing today from 4 to 6:30 at Dave Sinclair Lincoln in St. Peter's on the North Service Road there, and on the 21st at Dave Sinclair Ford. How important is this, my friend?
Well, yeah, thanks. So Dave Sinclair has been a great partner of ours for many years and offers these screenings in September, which is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And so, you know, it's just a blood draw. There's no physical exam component, which we do in the office, but just a blood draw where they draw a PSA on you. That's a prostate specific antigen. It's a blood test that we use to screen men for prostate cancer. And if it's out of bounds or elevated, then that would indicate that maybe you need a little bit more investigation, possibly a biopsy. So, you know, it's a good screening tool. It's not 100% accurate because every man with a prostate has a PSA. But there are normal levels and abnormal levels. So I think it's valuable.
No doubt about it. And obviously, this is something you all deal with on a regular basis. And I guess in the wake of with COVID going on, there's so many people who kind of didn't do the screenings or didn't go see a doctor and that kind of thing. So it's all the more important that if you haven't seen a doctor or you haven't had yourself checked or whatever, to take advantage of this, because it's absolutely free.
Absolutely. You know, prostate cancer is the most common male malignancy, you know, if you take out skin cancer. About 1 in 8 guys in their lifetime will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Almost 270,000 men this year will be diagnosed. So, you know, but we're really good at treating it. And so if we catch it early, oftentimes it doesn't even need to be treated. We can just monitor it. But I think if you have it, we need to know about it.
1 in 8?
1 in 8 men, yeah, in their lifetime. It's actually even higher for certain populations. African-American men are about 1.7 times higher chance of getting it, so maybe 1.6. Or, I'm sorry, 1 in 6.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that I know you guys probably talk about this all the time. It's so preventable, and yet people, it's almost like colon cancer, and people don't really focus on getting those screenings when they can.
Absolutely. Well, you know, screening for prostate cancer is even a lot less invasive than screening for colon cancer,
yeah,
which is equally important, of course. But, you know, it's a blood test and sometimes a rectal exam where we feel the back of the prostate. You know, silly not to get screened.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, you guys are great. This is such a great idea and such an esteemed operation as Urology of St. Louis. And then Dave Sinclair. Sinclairs are great people, and I appreciate what they do. So it's great that you guys have partnered with this and for this on the 14th. Today is the 14th at the 4760 North Service Road at Dave Sinclair Lincoln St. Peter's, and as well as the 21st following week at Dave Sinclair Ford right there on Lindbergh. Dr. Brian, thanks a lot. How long have you been with these guys?
20 years.
20 years? Wow.
Well, yeah. So, we have 35 docs scattered all over town, so we're near you somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's fun to work with Dr. Matt. He's a stitch, huh?
Yeah, I work very closely with him. Talk to him almost every day. So, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, well, you tell him hello for me and from his annoying neighbor, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Jamie.
And please pass on to Dr. Williams for me my appreciation for her saving my life, saving an annoying neighbor's life. So, thank you.
I will certainly do it.
All right, friend.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Brian. Appreciate you being on the air with us. Yeah, I'm not kidding. That was bad news. I'm glad. I'm so glad I called her. And of course, it's weird because Dr. Matt is my neighbor and has been my neighbor from the very beginning. And then he lured his partner, Dr. Williams, so she and her husband built a house right next door to me. And so now I'm surrounded by urologists. I can't, you know, thankfully so, because that was like a, it's kind of a long story, but man, I was hot. I was by myself. I came back. All the other people were still back in French Lick, Indiana. And I came back. And I just thought I was like sick or something. I just thought maybe I just had a fever. And then it broke overnight. And so I woke up Tuesday morning. Actually, you know what I thought I had? I thought I was getting sick because I was on my way back from French Lick, Indiana. On the way back, I got a chicken salad sandwich from Huck's. And I thought, that damn sandwich made me sick. I thought I had like food poisoning or something. But I didn't think is food poisoning cause a fever? How about no? So anyway, had the fever and it broke. So I sweated my, you know, what's off and overnight came back, came in, did the show for you guys, that morning and felt fine. And then suddenly it came back, in the afternoon and I started getting hot again and I'm thinking, damn. What is this? And so it was suggested I pell-mell to the emergency room, and that's what I did. And so, I mean, because you don't want to go septic, because that's not a cool thing. And so I appreciate these guys. Urology of St. Louis, and I also appreciate Dave Sinclair and the Sinclair family. So this is, again, free prostate screenings, cancer screenings, at Sinclair Lincoln St. Peter's, this today from 4 to 6:30, and then Dave Sinclair Ford next week on Lindbergh there, 4 to 6:30. So appreciate you guys. Sponsored by Dave Sinclair and Sonic and, of course, Urology of St. Louis. 556-6104 is the phone number if you want to chat.